Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players. Build a Pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Hit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant Pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant Pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Hello, I'm Paul Giamatti.
And I'm Stephen Asma.
Join us on the Chinwag Podcast every Wednesday, where we trade the banal and the boring for the super strange and bizarre.
They committed human sacrifice?
I did bring up human sacrifice, yes.
You sure did.
That just went by fast.
Kind of casually toss that out.
I would like to have an alien hatch its young inside.
Holy shit, really?
She saw world peace, and I saw demons coming out of the wall.
I will say that there was a green couch outside of the principal's office, and you sat on it if you had lice or if you got into trouble.
They wake you up from the goo pods to live in reality, and you're naked and screaming. It's like...
Follow us for free on Apple Podcasts and all major podcast platforms.
For more information, go to chinwagpod.fm.
And find enlightenment through our Instagram or TikTok at ChinwagPod or on Twitter at Chinwag_pod.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do I do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
r/ is a hilarious podcast where Dabney Bailey uses ridiculous voices and emotions to read aloud the week's craziest Reddit posts.
He reenacts various Reddit threads covering wild stories and secrets, petty revenge, relationships, and much more.
So if you're looking for a daily distraction and a laugh, check out r/ wherever you get your podcasts.
Simpin' ain't easy.
Scotty Simpin.
Simpatico.
Apocalypto.
Apocalypse Now.
Now that's what I call music, volume 2.
Volume
1.
I was going to say 12, and I just bailed on it for some reason. I don't know why.
It's like a G-dog on a fly tip, flossing with the posse, cutting in the crib.
Have we had him back?
No, this is the first. Oh, wait. This is. No. At some point, we'll have him back.
Yeah. That's fine.
It's possible. It's a nice fucked up.
God, vague illusion.
I'm so tired. Yeah, here's something annoying, okay? So UFC 300 is this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm. Totally, yeah, totally up on that.
And I don't generally give a shit, but like when I was getting my haircut, obviously UFC was on because that's all my barber just cares about UFC right. And Joe Rogan. That's it. And so
what's the connection there? Just kidding.
And so like whatever, like I saw some preview hype video and I was like, all right, like I'm kind of in, you know, I'll check it out. And then the bar I go to posts on Instagram, reserve your tables for UFC 300, right?
Right.
So I DM and I'm like, how much is a table? And they said, oh, it's free. Like, you just have to reserve, blah, blah, blah. Oh. It's just like a regular reservation. I was like, okay, yeah. I'd like to reserve a table for two. You know, here's my name, blah, blah, blah. And they respond. And again, this is a bar I go to 2-3 times a week. Like, I'm
the sexy
always
Johnny
there.
Bar?
They know who the fuck I am.
The twins of the sexy Johnny bar?
Yes. You got a call to make a reservation. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Now I'm not going to go.
Wow. You spite planned?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why
are you mad? What are we doing?
Why? Who would you have to call?
They want me to call. It probably is the same fucking person.
That's fucking stupid.
Come on. It's
stupid on so many levels, but the most stupid of which is you would think the method with the paper trail would be the one.
The easiest thing, right?
Yeah, because
I was like,
I called.
This especially with there being no charge.
Actually, you should do that.
Big pet peeve for my dad is when he sends someone an email and they text him, he loses his shit. He's like, you must stick to the chain of communication that has been established.
Look, man, I do hate that. If like we're texting and now we're DMing on IG, like no. We're just
on.
Yeah.
Why is May's dad John Malkovich?
Pop? The expulsion of our jism. Unimpeded expulsion of our jism.
Oh man.
That's a pet
peeve. You gotta keep it in the same channel. If you're
come on.
Texting with someone, the only one is if you text with someone and they call you, right? Like that's all right.
It depends. I don't know. I've got some people giving me cold calls lately. I don't do that. You gotta like Amin knows you gotta text. Like, hey, you got a minute.
Yeah, definitely. But I take that a million times over a FaceTime call.
Oh yeah.
Don't FaceTime me.
I don't want to put pants back on. Like I'm not gonna.
I don't want to see you. I don't want you to see me.
That's fair. I get that.
It's wait. I mean, were you about to say I should show off and be like, "Well, I called."
Yes.
To pull that grip.
Mm, yeah.
But then what if they don't have a table for me?
You say I come here it's all the time. Them? You guys do this to me.
I would rather
scenario be you leave, right?
You'll actually get. I would say they'll give you some booze.
I would rather sit at the bar anyway, but I don't want to have to get there early, fight for a position at the bar, and then all that. I just want to show up and fucking chill, watch it for a little bit, go home.
I don't know who's fighting.
I don't know. Don't remember.
Doesn't matter.
It was a cool hype video, though. I know that.
We have to be gaining on UFC, right? If they're only at 300 and we're at 220 something.
How is that possible that we're gaining?
They must
them?
Not do it every week, right?
I
they
think
must
they
be
do.
Doing it like
I don't know. Yeah, because UFC's been around longer than whatever amount of years that would be.
It's definitely been around longer than us.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's got to be like once a month or something like that.
Maybe.
What's 300 months? In years.
The next 300 months.
You sounded like 25 years. Bingo
there. Me and the Trump. And they bump. 12 numbered events per year. Yeah, they do one a month. We're going to catch
300 months?
We're going to catch them like next year sometime. Watch it back, UFC.
Fuck you, Dana White.
Breathe in.
Yeah.
Breathe in. Oh, no, that's time like I fucked up. Oh.
Fight too soon! Yo, Preston? Preston Myers, Lou, what's going on, man?
That one's just for the homies. I did add a new one. I don't know if you guys will, if this will do anything for you guys, but I love the sound.
Muscles!
The fuck is that?
Yeah.
What's the... What? No, what do you mean that's nothing?
It's John C. Reilly as Dr. Steve Brule.
Muscles!
Who's that for?
Me. Me, baby. Me.
I mean, I like it better than baking soda. I fucking hate that song.
Oh, I like when I push the button and it gives me the caution sign alert. That's always promising. Why would it...
This button's
means
too hot.
Something's wrong. Yeah. Means Zach somehow hacked my soundboard and took it off.
You still got them, Moklis?
This idea is just straight up bad. That algorithm is busted. It's among the worst ideas I've ever heard.
Top five, easily.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Kind of broke the ceiling, y'all. So all I got is five.
Welcome to Cinephobe Top 5. This is the podcast where we rank different categories of things that have appeared in the Cinephobe universe. Top 5 list plus 2 outside looking ins, or OLI. This week, we went through the entire archive and we had to pick the top 5 movies that got one file, but it can't be your own. So basically, right. Zach and Maze and I are all picking off a different list. There is some crossover.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's...
Yeah, not your own pick, not your own file.
Yeah, you guys are fucking welcome, by the way. I've easily given you the best options.
Yeah, easily. You posted this on Twitter, so we might as well do it. You said you should be thanking me. And then before I could say why, you immediately jumped in and said, because I fucking picked the most files. I filed the most solo picks, blah, blah, blah. Zach,
that's
formula,
all I said.
Fuck you.
I said, gave you the most bountiful harvest of options for the CT5.
Yeah, all caps, bountiful.
Yeah. It is Zach Formula.
Zach Formula is a Cobra formula without the interjection.
Yeah.
He sets himself up and he ducks it. Yeah. It's like the Tory Craig Andre Dramadelio.
Yes.
Zach Harper. He sets himself up and he ducks it.
So, I mean, I had to count your guys's, right? And so I did the tally and it was 12. For Amin and 33 for Zach.
That's a hefty amount. Yeah, that's
and
tough.
I'm guessing that I was somewhere slightly higher than Amin. I didn't count my own, obviously.
Let me do that real quick. Yeah, you got a lot, man.
You have a lot, Maze, because you have a lot of movies that are just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you don't.
Got it. I've got 17 of yours written. I don't know if I wrote down every single option, but I was writing down options that I wouldn't even pick.
But also,
but I was just trying to get the full list.
But Maze, like you said, oh, and you don't, but it's mathematically proven. I have the least amount of one file movies.
So. Well, because I'm an honest filer and an honest over.
And I pick good movies.
No. I pick good movies as well, but.
I mean, you also have the most negative sweeps, so.
I think we're saying the same thing here, Zach, which is Maze picks awful movies.
Oh, got it. Okay.
He does this thing where he's like, oh, well, you picked it, so you're going
to
file it.
So on a list where we are all going to be called out for the one file movies that one person filed and no one else filed, I'm still the worst. Got it.
Yes.
Yes.
Makes sense.
We're all on the same page.
All right, let's start with the outside looking ins. Let's do Zach first. I'll go second, and then Maze, you go third.
Well, I don't think this is recency bias, but I was kind of galvanized for this OLI because last night I was watching an episode of Seinfeld and they had both Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi on the tables. Reindeer games, a means pick.
That movie was fun. We got to rewatch that one.
I wouldn't mind rewatching it. I do think there's a chance I might change my pick, but I don't remember a lot of that movie. So I can't say for sure, but we've referenced it a lot. I love me some Benny Affs.
We're truckers,
motherfucker.
I wish that sound was better.
Are we going to bring Ben Affleck into this ass on award sweepstakes, which is now becoming...
No, we can't. Well, again, timeline's fucked
competitive.
Up. We can't mention the latest contender, but I will say Ben Affleck is nowhere near as bad as those guys.
I agree. He's bad. He's bad, really bad, but not that.
This is like saying,
don't forget suckmydick.com. Okay.
How could we? He smashed that laptop over his knee. That might come up, by the way. That's eligible for this episode.
That was a one file?
Yes, Zach.
He's unbelievable.
I would say Ben Affleck is the Norman Powell. Like, he's a good NBA player, but it's like you can't compare him to like LeBron and
shit. Fair enough.
All right. Okay. My outside looking in. And I realize that with almost all of these movies that I picked, there is a singular signature quote, which is why.
Okay.
When I was doing this, let me take you behind the scenes. When I was making the list, I was like, fuck, this is hard because these movies are all terrible, which makes sense because I phobed them, right? So now I'm trying to find like the hint of a silver lining. Yeah. And so I found out that most of the silver linings came in the form of fun quotables. Like, for instance, my name's Carson Phillips and I'm a PI.
You're well. How is that OLI? That should be number one. Dude, oh my God.
That's pretty good.
Oh my God.
The Poison Rose, in case you were wondering.
What? We got to do a rewatch of that so you guys can fix it.
We did that already.
I know, but we got to do another one.
We can't start doing the re-rewatchingtons. We really
can't. I disagree. We should do one of them.
We got people coming up and saying like, "Oh, you got to do this one again." I'm like, "We did it 2 months ago. We watched it already."
The Fanatic.
It's like we've done it. It was one of the first ones we did.
We reference it almost every fucking episode.
Yeah. You don't respect the Boulevard, and you don't respect the fans,
including in the new IG clip that I put up today.
Yes, that Amin is. He knows what he's doing. He absolutely knows what he's doing with that voice.
I didn't watch it, so.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
Does that ring any bells?
You remember the conversation with Peter Dante, Adam Sandler? Steve asked the photographer to stop taking his picture. You got like 32 of them already.
Sounds like a kid when he says that, by the way.
Yeah.
And that's why I wrote the note, Steve might be a bingo.
Oh.
Might? Oh. At this point? Because he doesn't like pictures.
Be respectful.
No, because he's like, you already took like 32 of them away.
No, don't do the moose voice. Don't do that. You know what you're doing. Don't do that.
I don't want to, Todd. You don't respect the Boulevard and you don't respect the fans.
I watched a TikTok. Apparently, Peter Dante and Adam Sandler had a huge falling out.
Did you guys know that? Over what?
Over Peter Dante. Apparently, he's checking into a hotel in Santa Monica and he called one of the attendants a bingo, bingo. Yes.
Bingo, bingo.
Two of the worst bingo words that you could possibly use.
Zach is flying through.
Look, I got a lot of possibilities in my head
words,
right now.
Like the Matrix.
I feel like I'm in Minority Report right now.
There's a red ball that comes out. Like, bingo. Zach's about to say the bingo word.
Are we saying like maybe they're a bingoed bingo?
I would say the bingo word to use was like mystery lion smoking a cigarette in England.
Yes. Okay. Well, the mystery lion one, I'm not.
How mystery lion would approach the opposite sex.
As far as the girl goes, you keep her off balance. You insult her. That's right. You make her feel bad. Then you compliment her. You knock her down. You bring her up. And when she seems interested, walk away.
And then smoking a cigarette in in London.
But why would those two go together?
I'm guessing that the person was both.
Supercharge that real quick, yep. Just to make sure.
Yep,
pretty much spilled all the beans right there.
Don't do the moose voice.
That should be the new intro. Don't do the moose voice.
Maze, what is your first OLI?
This was the toughest one. I was grasping at straws to get to seven here because you're choking at seven. I don't know if you guys know that, but I had to put this one down just so I could contradict the tagline. I did think it, and I did say it. The bye-bye man!
Wait, who filed bye-bye man?
You did!
You, motherfucker!
That movie was fun.
You dipshit.
That movie was so fun, man.
You had to be reminded that it was you that filed it so you could say it was fun. Yeah.
The episode was fun. Bye-bye. I don't know if the movie was fun. My next OLI, we have done a rewatchington of it. It's actually referenced in that IG post that Maze picked because there's a shot of lightning that is just a piece of paper.
Oh.
You don't piss on hospitality. It's Troll 2, was filed by Maze.
Retroactively. That was a rewatching file.
Yes.
Oh shit. So it was a sweep and then
it was a, yeah.
I resurrected it allegedly. Just for this list.
Oh shit!
That witch that witch can get it.
Zach's popcorn is popping right now.
Sunlight's out.
It's submerged.
It is. It's light out. It's real light out.
Got the corn of cob and the corn on the cob in her garter, right? And she takes it out and
she you know where she was
pop,
hiding
pop,
that.
Pop,
pop, pop. My other OLI. Didn't have a catchphrase, but did have a character that immediately rose to cinephobe hallowed halls. It's Jaws 4. Shout out to Michael Caine.
You're welcome.
Bantering as he's about to die.
Which you want to make an award.
Yeah. Yes.
You want to make the Hoogie New Banter Till You Drop Award.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this one for me, my next OLI. I'm kind of surprised we haven't done a rewatchington of this yet. It's on the list. We should do it. Zach filed it. And it's got a lot of memorable moments. You got
the
origin story of getting flushed out of chemical toilet. You've got going Shaquille on Benjamin Bratt's butt. Yeah. You got Pitoff, the director. You got the realization that we made that Halle Berry was cosplaying as Zooey Deschanel the entire time. It's Catwoman.
That's a banger, man.
And a CT5 death of Sharon Stone falling.
Yeah. There's so much from that movie. We have to do a rewatching. That's a
we
file.
We have to. I can't believe we haven't done it yet.
All right. My number five. This is one that Amin filed only. I think we've done a rewatchington of it a while ago, but I don't remember fully. But what I do remember, two things. One, my man Steve Guttenberg, and two, give me some soul kisses, baby. It's Teen Witch.
Yep.
Top that.
Fun movie. It was a fun movie. I don't know why you guys don't like fun.
I think it's because whatever her face Lively is just didn't, like, she's just not interesting.
Whatever her face Lively is.
Ironically, Lively is not Lively. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Number five for me, again, features someone we know and we love and we cherish. It's Hurricane Smith. R.I.P. Carl Weathers.
Yeah. Did not make my list, but.
It was a terrible movie, but.
OLI.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to Carl.
Septic tank.
Oh.
Yank.
Yep.
Bop. Septic.
Nope.
Oh, well, that's a real up right there. Okay. My number five.
The two up.
Two reasons to pick this movie. Only two reasons that make this movie onto my list.
Giant popos.
Wait. Sweaty ass.
Who the fuck
watching
that?
Barb wire.
Oh.
Oh. I was gonna say we swept.
Norm is not eligible for this list. Also, it was my pick, not eligible in any
That's
way.
Right.
But
yeah,
I had to go to the unhoused gentleman himself to reference the giant popos, the kickoff barbed wire. Perfect. Classic Casablanca movie. How could it not be?
It's not a Casablanca movie at all.
It's Casablanca with popos.
It's more of a Casablanca movie than fucking Out Cold.
That's true. It is. Yes.
They're equally Casablanca movies.
All right. My number four, this is a movie near and dear to Amin's heart. Okay. It is coming for a rewatching at some point, and I do wonder if I will change my stance on it. But Amin, it looks like you're leaving right now in the camera. Bye, Mr. Mayor. Bye. Bye. It's A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yeah, it's not a CT5 unless that gets said.
So CT5 future episode, CT5, I can't believe nobody else filed this movie. Because that's my number one. That is by far. I am still staggered. Oh,
because you can pick your own pick in that one. I don't mind that. You rank the opposite of this list
where it's like it's the one file that you picked that you filed that you can't believe nobody else filed.
You can't believe it. That one, I legitimately to this day, I feel like you guys really enjoyed that movie and you just didn't want
it. I enjoy about 2/3 of it. It's too long, though, and some of the stuff is too drawn out. But again, I'm willing to rewatch, and I do think there's a possibility I'll change my pick.
All right, we'll put it on the rewatchingtons list then.
Yeah.
How many rewatchingtons?
How many
this time?
Number four. Like I said, it's either people that we know and love or catchphrases. And for the longest time, we haven't done it in a long time, but for the longest time, this catchphrase reign supreme. It's time to see what this ooze can do. It's TMNT 2.
That was a one file? Wow.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Okay. All right. My number four. I mean, you mentioned it, Zach. It's Teen Witch. And I had a couple more notes here because it does have a weird foothold in the culture. And it's something that I had never heard of. I'd never heard of this movie, but for a certain generation,
it was a cult classic.
It's a big deal. Yeah. And this was really crystallized when I texted you recently, Zach, that I got to the point in 30 Rock where we have Robin Lively guest star as like someone from Liz Lemon's high school reunion. And then two episodes later, Kenneth is filling time and he raps Top That.
Yeah.
And he's like, that is Top That from the movie Teen Witch. And this is, you know, this is late 2000s, close to 2010. So I don't know which writer. I don't know if it's Tina Fey herself.
It might be.
Or
it might be
someone
Tina Fey,
in the writer's room. But they clearly were up on Teen Witch.
Mm-hmm.
The Top That video is absurd. And then, of course, there's been a little bit of a Robin Lively renaissance lately.
Is there?
So first of all, it blew my mind that we're already 2 years removed from season 5 of Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai is already up to 5 seasons, and the 5th season came out 2 years ago. She came back.
Timeline.
Because she was in the Karate Kid 3, and they bring everybody back.
I thought you were going to say it's been 2 years since season 5 of Cinephobe. I'm like, oh, wow. Has it been?
We don't do seasons.
Yeah, we just keep going.
We should. I don't know.
It's been one long-ass season, man.
Dude, we're still in season 1. It's episode 200.
We're doing like honeymooner style where it's just like, you're going to do 200 episodes a year.
By the way, Karate Kid 3 is available on Netflix, and it is on my list for this
year. That's Terry Silver, right? Like, we need to do that.
Oh, dude, it is. It's the best Karate Kid.
So I never watched Karate Kid 3.
Put me down for a file.
But then when I watched
Cobra Kai,
they're like, who the fuck is this Terry Silver guy? It's a character. And like, they're like, no, it's Karate Kid 3. And so I went back and watched Unhinged.
In terms of character entrances, Terry Silver would be a CT5
Dangerous
defender.
Knights crew.
Yo.
CT5 villain. Like, he is going to hammer these CT5 lists.
remember how I, like, in the Dangerous Nights crew, I said you need a money guy, you need like an enforcer, you need a wild card.
He's all of the above.
He's everything.
He's a five tool Dangerous Nights crew.
He's slick back into a ponytail, like he is the ultimate. You know what? But, update the list now.
But Robin Lively was also in the box with Taylor Swift during a Jets game this year.
That's when we last saw her.
Maze, please supercharge it. But I forgot. I got to update my CT5 list.
Oh, boy.
CIA agent.
Why are you doing this to me? This is not an edited episode.
All right, number four.
DJ Raymondo.
For number three, this is also in a mean file. I wasn't going to...
I'm going to lie.
That was a sweep. I wasn't going to pick this because I didn't think it had enough Parmesan on it. But then, you know, mom's got palsy, so she kind of ends up putting a lot on there. It's MIB2.
You!
I just said
dumb
it.
Fuck.
Oh, I remember why. I filed it because they were running Windows on a MacBook.
That's why. Yep. Yeah. Yep. What an incredible
it was
reason.
Another one of your favorite
combination.
Yeah. Wait a second. I noticed this in the intro to the scout episode when he says no one gives a damn dong diddly or whatever ding the dong. Fuck he says.
Yeah.
Ding dong diddly. Play that and combination next to each other. It sounds exact. I'm not wrong for I'm just saying that I'm not wrong
pool.
For that.
Digging a deeper pool? Why are you digging a hot tub on this one?
I will dig deeper than Sean Astin. No, I heard it and I was like, oh, that.
You're starting to sound like our listener who wants us to announce, hi, this is Maze talking. Hi, this is Zach talking.
Fucking bingo.
OBK fix. Hi, this is Drake. Combination. What the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, you're number three.
Number three.
Hey, this is Maze talking now. I have some thoughts.
Hey,
here's
Zach,
my next note.
I mean, you're number three.
Thanks, Zach.
That's fucking bingo. You know who you are. I think we found our clip.
Yes. I already wrote it down. Oh, hey guys, this is Baze here. I just wanted to let you know that I'm talking now.
Yeah. Hey, it's Zach. We're still throwing it at Mean for his number three.
Yeah, still a Mean's third pick. But
oh, that was Maze.
That was Maze talking, yeah.
Oh, shit, man. Damn, Maze, I want to comment, but I can't edit. I don't want him to edit. So, it's exactly what you think it is.
Yep.
Oh, but my number three.
Bingo.
Love is a complicated thing. Sometimes it's not straightforward. Sometimes you love someone and they love you back, but you guys can't be together. So when that happens, you just have to claim you wrote dozens of letters when in actuality, you wrote like five or six.
And they all said what that mouth do.
Over the top.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You
guys were wrong on that episode.
They got to talk about their child together, my cock.
Yeah. When I was going through the list and I was trying to remember why I phobed over the top, and I remembered when I had the meltdown at the end of the episode, and I realized, like, why would he just take the money? Like,
yeah.
What? You. That's a CT5 of me and his...
Oh
blowing
my God.
A gasket. Like,
yes, he fucking lost it.
Is that a Sean Astin before Sean Astin was a thing?
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
Yes. Just take
Absolutely.
The fucking money and get out of there, Sly. Take the money downstairs, bet on yourself,
Sly
buy the whole
fucking
trucking industry.
Like, Maze, you're number three. That was Zach talking.
Yeah.
This is Maze talking, and my number three. All them years of cinephobe. All that time I put in.
Are you unbelievable, man?
It's White Man's Burden.
Oh, my God. We also, you guys should have changed that pick, man. Come on.
I missed the rewatchington, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to do it again with us on that one. I mean, it's, in terms of cinephobe lore, it's hard to beat, man.
It is hard to beat. Yeah, it's up there.
We have an award.
Reality changed sides. We have an award for his voice that
drops
he does.
And drops and drops. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the rewatchington really brought back the drops because.
Yeah.
We were just doing. Need my fucking job, man. We were just doing that one.
That one, and also I'm horny years. Too, baby.
Yeah, I'm horny too.
Yeah, baby. I'm horny too, baby.
And then we've expanded the repertoire a little bit. We've also got.
Now you the ignorant motherfucker.
Zach, you're number two. That was number two. Oh, that was Maze talking. But now it's Zach.
Now you fucked it up.
Yeah. All right. This is a mean talking for Zach, number two pick. This
is a mean talking is how he answers his phone. So
yeah, go for a mean. All right. I expected to file this movie. I don't remember. Have we done a rewatching? I don't think we've done a rewatching it. But this is a Maze file only. We do reference this a lot. Amin talked about quotables and everything, characters, and maybe if we rewatch it, we'll get a chance for everyone to just chill. It's Batman and Robin.
Hey,
let's kick some ice.
The bat nipples.
Just keep it rolling, because my number two is also Batman and Robin.
Wow! Look at that.
What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age!
It's the noise at the end, yeah, the gun at the end.
Somehow, even though I know it was more than a day's work, I think Arnold as Mr. Freeze rolling out
legendary.
72 ice puns in 30 minutes of screen time is the Del Orlando Award.
It's pretty good. Also, that Hanna-Barbera ass noise for the gun at the end there.
And Bane's driving hat.
Oh my god.
Was that former function, right? Was he trying to be stylish, or was that him
who knows, man?
It's both, baby.
It's one of the greatest fucking mysteries. Oh my god.
Bane's fighting in UFC 300, actually. So
Bane.
I gotta get that table.
All right, my number two is the only movie on this entire list, OOLIs included, that I should have filed. And the only reason that I didn't, and we haven't done a rewatchington, and maybe that would change if we did the rewatchington. The only reason I didn't file this movie is because it was missing the scene that I was waiting for the entire time. It's The Wicker Man.
Yeah.
And the version I watched skipped over the Not the Bees scene.
Yeah.
Where they break his legs and put the bee helmet on his face, and it pissed me off so much.
An immediate file. Also, him punching that woman when he's in the bear suit is also an all-time moment. Yeah.
That 15-minute sequence at the end where he's flipping out, they capture him, they torture him with the bees, and then they burn him alive is incredible.
All-timer.
And for whatever reason, they didn't include it. This was all right, by the way.
Yeah, this is Zach now, my number one. So this is also a Maze pick. I still don't like the movie. The nostalgia didn't hold for me. But there is something about that drunk motherfucker walking into the third period of a hockey game thinking he's still the coach. It's D2, Mighty Ducks.
I mean...
There's some reason to start there the too, year, man. But it's also, I think it's the best episode we've ever done.
It's a really good genuinely, fucking episode.
Genuinely think it's the best episode we've ever done. We were so locked in on everything in that movie.
Zigoli!
Yakoach.
Yakoach.
Yakoach. Fucking Wolf the Dentist Stanson. Oh, I mean, he took over my list in a bunch of ways, but yeah. That the biggest revelation by far watching that movie again was how bad Emilio is.
He's just spectacular.
As a kid, I thought he was the greatest thing ever. I thought he was the greatest hockey player ever. I thought he was this close to the fucking NHL. You know, they had to fucking take his knees away.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. Shit. He's terrible. He's 5'2".
That was Maze. This is Zach. Amin, what's your number one?
Thanks, Zach. I'm going to go with a movie.
News report now.
I'm going to go with a movie that gave us not one, not two, but three incredible quotes. You've got, "Hey, sweet Annie." You've got, "I didn't lie. I just didn't tell you certain things." And most importantly, one that we used to do a lot and kind of died, we need to bring it back, is "Wrong. You got it wrong." Honest Steve.
Oh man, we got to do rewatching of that and change the pick.
That's back when Amin didn't like Liam Neeson movies.
That's right.
He abruptly changed around. His mind after
he that. Came around. Yeah.
What was As it? What should. Was the one that?
I mean, it was just Liam Neeson Black, month. I feel like.
I think it was Black the
Light. Go, go.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't lie. I mean, he Mm-mm. just didn't file certain movies.
Yeah.
That takes me to my number one.
Yeah, coach.
I will never stop referencing this as the most egregious file of all the files. It's a Patreon exclusive. It's the Delta Fraud himself, Amino Hassan, filing Delta Farce.
I haven't listened to it on my list
in
I
3 years.
I like
we
that
never
movie.
Reference it.
Never.
I don't
never
think anybody could tell us what happens in it.
Yes,
I just filed it. That's all I know.
We reference it all the time.
When?
Reference like you when filing
have,
it.
When we have the Larry the Cable Guy Award.
Oh, we do need that award, by the way. We need to make that's a CT5 list, too, by the way. It's going to take some digging, but that's a good one as well.
Characters that have the same name as the actor.
I mean, the twins from Observe and Report are high up there. They for no, sure totally did different. Not want to try to name them something else.
They're the Yuan twins, and they're the Yuen twins in the in the movie. Mm-hmm.
Subtle difference.
Totally different name.
Massive difference there. Elias?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, we can just power through them, except for Zach. So we can't really power through Zach. So
what?
Taxi. What? Taxi was heavily considered. I thought about putting that on there.
I consider Bringing Down the House more than I did Taxi.
Fled.
How is Fled a one file fucking movie?
It's kind of crazy. We might need to rewatch that and I might change my pick.
Come on. Come on, man. Come on with it. You see that man's sweater?
Which one?
Problem Child.
He's got so many on.
Mortal Kombat Annihilation, RIPD,
Gemini Man
Want, and Driven were the rest of the means.
Were those on your list, or you just named
those? Those are the rest of the ones that you filed solo.
Okay, so not like you're saying these are would on your OLR.
Oh.
I mean, the one that I like really considered was Taxi, because you're fraud, or...
Why? I like Taxi.
Or RIPD, because you're a fraud.
You don't like the movie. You don't like it. You don't
I
like
I really like RIPD.
No, you
Delta,
you
Delta like Farce how much is my totem for that one.
You no, like Ryan how much I hate RIPD. That was a spite file.
I like Ryan Reynolds. I think he's a funny guy.
Same.
Okay, all right.
I like Jeff Bridges. I hate that fucking movie.
My hat.
And then Zach's is long as fuck, dude.
Yeah. This is what I have on my cutting room floor, just for shits and giggles real quick. Mm-hmm. Gemini Man was on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, same.
Pluto Nash is on the cutting room floor.
Because you saw it with your brother.
Yeah. Wet Hot American Summer, because it was funny, it just was long and boring, but it had its moments. Never Back Down.
Oh, that's a file.
I thought about that one for sure.
Come on. That should have been top of the list.
200 Cigarettes.
No. So boring.
Wet Hot American Summer was 97 minutes.
Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Yeah, that's still the loophole one, right? Like,
yeah.
Loophole Fiasco.
That was the only rewatching or the only Washington.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I had Hard Rain.
Oh, file.
Morgan Freeman being ass off in the bar when the guy's talking too much. Yeah.
And just looking up, ass off.
And then Battleship.
Dude,
I also thought of the opening scene at the bar where he's flirting with the girl.
Basically, if there's a bar in there, Amin will consider it.
Yep, pretty much.
That seems right. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Zach's list that I considered was Geely.
Mm-hmm. Banger.
I thought about Batman versus Superman, but it's just so goddamn long.
Banger.
So long. Yeah.
Howard the Duck.
Banger.
Eddie. Banger. You know. And then I tried to do my like one from every 50-year period, and so my options for this year were Jaws, MVP, or
Zach hates so
stupid. It's just such a stupid decision. It makes no sense.
Let him do it, man.
It's a challenge to myself, man.
It doesn't make him happy.
Why do you have to hate it?
Make sure you set
Jaws or MVP. But and then don't wrap it up quite yet, because the one that I absolutely was never gonna put on any list. It's at the very bottom of all these, is Gallowalkers. Fuck you, Zach. Fuck you for saying Gallowalkers is eligible. You could pick it. Fuck you.
We got to rewatch that.
This is Maze talking. Fuck you, Zach Harper, the person who's about to talk right now. Go ahead and talk, Zach.
This is Zach Harper talking. We got to rewatch Gallowalkers. We have to.
CT5 worst one file movies. Did we do that already?
No. I think we did. Didn't we? No. Oh, no, we did sweeps. Yeah. Or phobe sweeps, yeah.
Yeah.
At Talk Hoops, at Darth Amin, at Corn Puzzle, at Cinephobe Pod, at Count the Dings. Give us your CT5 lists and suggestions. And subscribe to that Patreon, patreon.com/countthedinks.
Next time we make love, you introduce me to Jade.